Roger.
Morning, Gene.
Morning, Vance.
There's always this little tinge of fear. We need reciprocation.
Yes.
Gene, tell us where home is for you.
Home is in beautiful Fairfield, Connecticut.
Okay, Connecticut, if you've never had to spell that in a spelling bee, Connecticut. And after visiting Connecticut numerous times, solo and with my family, Gene, take us back. And we're not going to focus on Vance's experience with Gene, but I remember that setting, and your story so caught me off guard because it resonated with some of the things that I've gone through in my life.
Mm-hmm.
On the subject of overcoming. And you, if we had to look at the five pillars of wellness, I know there was a couple of them that were a little out of sorts for you.
That's an understatement, man.
So tell us about that, and tell us about the beginning of Niken, and then I also, as you so beautifully just, and I shared this with my dad yesterday, because when you started talking about your parents, I went, oh my goodness, that's kind of where my parents are at 79 years young, enjoying these latter years. And so anyhow, take us back to the beginning of Niken and share your story.
First, Vance, I'd like to say that I'm honored that you asked me to be on the call today. You're such an inspiration to me and to everybody, and we're just so grateful for you. Quick backstory, I've been with Niken, it's over 20 years, Vance. I don't even know, I've lost kind of track. I've been able to help people, as you mentioned, my parents lived into their 90s on all the Niken technologies and products and everything. My dad, who was really never into that sort of stuff, he would take his vitamins every morning, drink the water, the sleep, the insoles, everything. So I'm just grateful for Niken, of course, and their technologies. I've met incredible people with Niken, like Vance, and the amazing Hillary Heyman that we all know and love has just been amazing to me. So my quick backstory, for some reason, Vance, I have this thing that I get bone infections. And back in 2011, I got a bone infection in my left leg. Now, I tried for 2 years to save it. I had 40 hyperbaric treatments. I was at rehab. I had surgeries, blah, 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 a million things. Finally, in 2013, they said, Gene, if you get it amputated, at least you'll have a better quality of life. Consulted with my children, took the dive, had the amputation, spent over a year in rehab, had complications, revisions, blah, blah, blah. Spent a year in rehab, and trust me, I could write a book on the stuff I went on there. But anyway, I survived rehab. So, come to this year, I had been driving and living my life and doing everything. I was having an issue with my right big toe. I do have sugar issues, which are controlled, but I do have sugar issues. So I was dealing with my right toe, going to the wound center, and they were wrapping my right leg in compression every week. So last Monday, I went for my normal visit, and it was fine. Tuesday, everything went south, and I'm talking south, like super bad. My toe was bleeding, it was swollen, it was a nightmare. So I had an appointment with her Thursday morning. Thursday morning I went to see her, and I went right to the emergency room. Now, when I tell you it was bad, Vance, it was so bad, I was like, I couldn't even really breathe, like that's how bad it was. They took good care of me in the emergency room, x-rayed it. Started IV antibiotics and everything. And they said, okay, well, all right, well, we're going to have to do something. Maybe we'll go in and clean a little bit or whatever. We'll see what we can do, whatever. Okay, all right. I looked at it, and I'm like, I think I'm going to lose my leg. You know, I think I might even die. You know, that's how bad it was. red just started, you know, going on my leg. And I was thinking, there's no way I'm going to get through this. So anyway, they said, okay, we'll do a procedure tomorrow at 12:45, Friday at 12:45. I said, okay. Now, I wasn't exactly sure what that procedure was at that time, man. Now, Hillary will tell you I can normally find humor in my dire circumstances, Van. However, I wasn't really finding any humor at this point in my life. I'm laying in my bed in Bridgeport Hospital, and the phone rings, and it's Vance Rogers. And he says, "Hi, Gene, I hear things aren't going quite as planned." So after I burst into tears, I found the humor. And Vance was so great. And he was so comforting to me. And he just prayed with me. And he prayed for my team and my surgeon and my doctors. And I could finally breathe because I couldn't really breathe. I was so scared. So, anyway.
Dean, on that note, I want to give you a chance to breathe. And if I can just throw something in here. Because that word breathe is something. Sorry for laughing, because I want to be sensitive at the same time. But
no.
Rush is wrong every time, and I want to reiterate, this is not something that happened years ago or months ago, but this was 8 days ago.
Right.
And you were faced with a dire outcome of what you had told me, what Hillary had texted me, was they were going to, because you've already donated, if I can use that word, one leg, okay? That's in the past, okay?
Yeah.
As Rafiki, the baboon, the wise baboon in the Disney movie and Broadway show, you know, as the character says, it's in the past. What does it matter? Well, that's back way, way years ago. We're talking about 8 days ago. You're faced with losing your big toe, if I understood it correctly. And possibly leg, because they just didn't know. And sometimes we're literally overcome with objections that we can't breathe because it's suffocating. It's just so much. And sometimes it takes other people. And I'd love to say, Gene, I'm going to be this person for you every single time. I'm going to be able to call you from Oregon. But and I literally was that whole entire morning last Friday. I'm pitch hitting and I'm doing this and I had an appointment here and then I had to do this. And I'm like, whoa, slow down. Hold the phone. Where's the fire? There's no fire, but I'm like, okay. And my only regret is I didn't pull over to the side of the interstate, but I thought, I can do this. I can be legal. I can focus. I can listen to Gene. And as you shared, I thought, okay, Vance, dig deep. Dig deep. You can do this. Go down into the, you know, the creator of the universe and dig deep. And tell us what happened. And I'd love to take credit because I'm just that good, but please don't give me all the credit and my spiritual insight or whatever it was. But in the next, because you were facing surgery in just a couple hours from that when we spoke.
Right.
And what happened? And I want to be sensitive to let you share your story because it's so apropos to a lot of our journeys with Niken, because we're all of a sudden introduced to something and we're like, we just didn't know. Whoa. But it's, and as you said, you couldn't breathe.
Right. Well, so I had the procedure on Friday at 12:45, and the anesthesiologist, whatever she did was totally awesome, because I don't remember anything and I didn't feel any pain. She was amazing. So I didn't know until Saturday when they came to unwrap my leg, what I had left, because I was so out of it. You know, the surgeon couldn't talk to me. You know, you're just so out of it. So anyway, they took the bandage off, and amazingly, Vance, just amazingly, he was able to save most of the toe. The nail is gone, big deal, and just the top tip of the toe is gone. So he's hoping that he got all the infection out of the bone in the section that he removed. There's sutures in it, and I keep it wrapped, obviously. And I'm on IV antibiotics now, and I'm following up. I have a nurse coming every day to change the dressing, and we're hoping that with the IV antibiotics, everything will be out of the infection, because the infection was the main thing. Getting in the bone, like, that's, like, really a bad thing. You know, if you get a bone infection, man, like, that's not great. So that's where I
stand. You know, and Jean, I think, you know, when you and I discussed this, this is something that takes me way, way, way back to a conversation I had with Roger Drummer and Dave Balzer, two great contributors to a lot of our knowledge of how the products, not necessarily how the products work, but maybe a little of that, but more so how Niken Solutions, and I shared this with my dad yesterday, because the last several months I've been playing with, there was a beautiful picture that I think Sophie DiMuccio posted on WhatsApp, and it's this beautiful bed, a Niken sleep system bed with the comforter and the fit on it, which you can't see, and then the two pillows, and it's just this serene, almost like the Garden of Eden type, you know, nature-esque, just everything's beautiful, and you can see that, oh, it's climactically controlled, blah, blah, blah. And I even showed it to my dad, and I said, Dad, what does this look like to you? And he couldn't quite figure it out, and I said, Dad, this is what Niken is. This is what Niken is to most of us. There's all these wonderful elements out in nature, and Niken just has a way to do all the research and all the hard stuff so we don't have to, and bring it into our homes. However, and Jean, and this is what I want to drop this point in, having learned from people like Roger Drummer and Dave Balzer and so many others before them, and you remember some of these folks, that how do we marry the best of, you know, what's coming out of all these other countries in the East, Japan, South Korea, where they're pulling some of these technologies, and marry that to some common sense wisdom from the West. And I think that's what I hear you saying, is that you've been doing everything for years, even going back to 2013.
And, right.
I mean, and because you and I have talked, And you haven't even touched on how you were introduced to Niken and what you were going through in the healthy or unhealthy family pillar, because it was very dark. I know
very
that
dark.
Story.
Very dark.
And you mentioned Hillary, and she's the, you know, the Mother Teresa of the East Coast, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Plus, she's the mayor of New Canaan, Connecticut, everybody. She's the mayor of New Canaan, Connecticut.
See, and I didn't even know that. And she's a gold wellness consultant with me, Jen, and she's the... Who knew? we call her in our family our East Coast grandma, because she's a graduate of University of Oregon. I think one or two of her sons graduated from U of O. And so when we get the opportunity and she comes visits with us, it's just such a treat. And again, our girls have stayed, our family stayed in her home. But my main point I want to just leave with folks here, if I can, and because you've talked about it. What are you doing now? And again, we don't want to get into making medical claims and whatnot, but I have mishaps all the time. I had one with my hand that I probably should have went to urgent care, or, you know, had somebody put a stitch or two in it, but it's healing beautifully in a short amount of time. And I know what I do.
But again, we have to be careful because we don't want to, you know, make these claims. People think, well, then you're saying you should not avoid. No, I'm not saying that at all. But what are you doing now in the follow-up to utilize the Nikan Wellness Home? Because you got the sleep system, you're immersed in that, you're drinking the water.
Right. Well, all the nutritionals, all the magnetics, everything. And, you know, I always appreciate our Nikan Technologies fans, but when you're laying in the hospital on those plastic pillows and you don't have your comforter and you don't have the sleep technology, I didn't have my sleep mask. I didn't have anything. The only thing I had were my power bands. You really, I mean, appreciate it more. I appreciate them all the time, but, you know, you go for a week without it, and you're like, wow, like, I just really miss it. So I was so happy to get home. And then just to kind of wind it up on that Monday, now we had the surgery on Saturday. It was Friday I had it. And then on Monday at around 10 a.m., some doctor shows up at the side of my bed, and she said, well, I'd like to get the double lumen PICC line in you before lunch. And then, you know, you'll just do the antibiotics when you get home. Now, a PICC line is when they insert it, it's like an IV in your arm and goes right into your vein, and it's like a long tube. So that was another procedure, just kind of out of the blue. I wasn't really expecting, okay, she puts the PICC line in. Then they get me organized, and they said, okay, so you're going to be going home today. I was like, wait, today? Like, nobody, like, told me, you know. I said, okay, if you can get it all together, fine, let's just do it. So I ended up leaving the hospital Monday night at around maybe 5 o'clock or so. And then they said, you know, you'll just do the IV antibiotics, you know, yourself. So I just had to kind of learn that, you know. So that was, if you want to call it an obstacle, okay, that's another obstacle, but you overcome it. So you learn what you have to do. And you have people that help you, and you just get through it. And I said, you know what, I'm home, I'm back, I have my water, I have my Nikan around me, and I was just so, so happy. So happy, Vance. It's like, wow, just amazing.
And you can hear it in your voice, too. And again, 8 days ago when I called you, and I get it. I see a lot as a first responder. But even more so than that, I've been there. I've looked at both my parents when I've had mishaps as a kid, and you can look at the sheer horror on their face. Dad has like no compassion whatsoever towards his three boys growing up. He just like phrases like, you're fine, you know, suck it up, buttercup, you know. I remember
Rita
asking me the other day, what does that mean, Vance? Well, It's just the way Dad always was. Mom was a little more compassionate, but the same way. You know, you're talking about two firstborns who are like self-entrepreneurs and self-starters. But when you have encounters like what you're talking about, Gene, that's that quote from Oswald Chambers. Over and over in my brain, God does not give us overcoming life, but he gives us life as we overcome.
Yes.
It's like a momentary setback, but then the quicker you spin it, take a breath, pause. Okay, wait a second. Nothing's on fire. I'm not dead yet. We're all going to die at some point, and I don't mean to make light of this.
Right.
And sometimes there's a song by a group, three guys, and I just forgot the name of the group, but the lyrics of the song is mercy comes a running, you know, at the greatest point of our need. If we'll just hold on to hope, it's like that life ring that we dig deep and we go, let's, can we finish with talking about your parents? And I don't know why I want to go there, but I just, there's something you said, they lived into their 90s. I know people in their 40s. I met we had an appointment with Addie at our local hospital yesterday, and I caught a guy in scrubs coming out, and Stacy saw out of the corner of my eye. She knew what I was going to do, but he was in his 40s, and he's a doctor. And I said, could I ask you a couple questions why you're dressed like that? And he said, sure. And we had the most amazing conversation about, you know, what's going on in the world and whatnot, and what he sees and everything. But he mentioned something that this is where I want to go with this question. He said, we've seen a lot with the Delta variant and whatnot. And again, we can agree or disagree or whatever. That's irrelevant. But what was fascinating, he said, we're learning so fast about the quality of life. And he said, we're seeing people in their 40s and 50s pass away with no pre-existing stuff. And he said, I remember one a couple of days ago, a guy in his 40s, his only pre-existing was hypertension. He said, I'm hypertension. I'm stressed because of what I'm going through. And he said, but my two boys, I'm thinking, and they bring stress and all this stuff. But that's in the 40s and 50s. And you said your parents were well into their 90s.
Yes.
And I think the way you described it was a quality of life that a lot of people don't. Let's finish by talking about that.
Well, my parents had, you know, very active lives. And my father worked. He worked for 40 years at the Altman & Company in New York. And then when he retired, he didn't know what to do with himself. So he started to work at a furniture company. And then they moved down to Florida. So they moved down to Florida. And then he got a job, believe it or not. I know people make fun of these people, but he was a greeter at Walmart. And basically what he was doing was watching, making sure people like weren't like shoplifting and stuff, sort of thing. But he knew everybody down there. He had a very active life. He was a veteran, so he was involved in the veterans and very involved in their church. And they created a great life for themselves down there.
And when you say great life, you introduced them to Niken, correct?
Yes. For people that have been around Niken a while, they were introduced to Niken on a three-way call with Mike, the late Mike Bronstein. So I'm kind of dating myself there. But they listened to his phone call in my house, and they said, well, we support you, Gene. If you're doing this, we support you. And my mom would do the auto ship, and she would lay out his vitamins for him, and they had the showers. I mean, they had the whole nine yards, the sleep system, the air, you name it, everything. And then after my dad passed, my mom was on all the nutritionals as well. And she finally had to go into an assisted living, and she took everything with her, you know, and she just said, you know, she would call me up and order me this and order me that and add this and add that. And she was just great. You know, she raised six children, and they just had a great quality of life. And it all started from that phone call with Mike Bronstein and his testimony. And as I said, I've just been grateful to be connected to Niken, the people, the products, the technology, the quality of life that I have now. It's just amazing. I'm just grateful to be alive, and I'm just focused on gratitude every day.
Well, and it's reciprocal. And what I mean by that, Gene, is I'm the one, because, again, you took me back to some of the crazy stuff that I've done in my life and the mishaps I've had, and learning how to, I got to learn how to walk again as an 11-year-old, and it wasn't fun. I remember it, and again, when you go through third-degree skin, you know, grafts, and they take a big chunk of skin off your left leg, and I want to just let you share in closing. You said to me the other day that I think you used the words less than, you know, because there's part of you missing from that amputation. But even in rehab, you had men hitting on you. Is that the right term to use? Is that
as bad as my life was, Vance. I said, you know what, it can't be that bad if men are saying, oh, can I come have dinner with you? They would bring me, like, stuff. I mean, I was like, wait, wait a minute. I guess it's not all that bad. You know, I had some EMT guys. They brought me, like, little gifts. I was like, oh. You just have to find the humor in advance, you know. I said, I guess I'm not that bad. You know, I may not have every single part of me, but I guess maybe I still have some stuff going on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what I hear through the phone line is I hear the spirit of an overcomer. And that, And it's more than just, you know, if life gives you lemons, make lemon. It's more than that. That's a great, great pithy saying, but it's really the humans being more spirit. And as my friend Ron reminded me a couple of days ago, it's not humans being perfect. It's humans being more. And
right.
That's all we can do. We're just a little more. And that's the spirit of Kaizen. What can I do today to improve myself so I can be a better contribution of others? And obviously, if those men, if those EMTs, those paramedics, if they're giving you, obviously challenge them. And I can hear that in your voice. So thank you.
Oh, my gosh, fans. It's been quite the journey. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? It's been quite the journey. But hopefully this call is helpful to people, and I knew I wouldn't get through it without my eyes sweating, Vance, which my eyes were definitely sweating.
It's okay. It's good. It's detoxifying. It's cleansing to the soul. I have to pause. I learned that from Larry Prophet years ago. Whatever you have to do, just pause. And I do it with complete strangers, and it drives my family completely nuts. They're like, oh, really, Daddy, again? And it's usually talking about other people like you or others, especially the girls. And because we're in constant communication, and, you know, our oldest turned 23 yesterday, and she was actually home, you know, for a brief moment. The kid is crazy globetrotting. But that's what I hear in your story. So I thank you. And I want to just remind folks, SaturdayAMLive.com. You'll see Gene Dumphy in the 2021 recordings. And I want to encourage folks, like I do. I take bits and pieces from these conversations, from people's stories, and I end up sharing it with other folks immediately. And then I grab the recording, and then I drop it into their text or into an email and say, hey, this just happened. It's recent. And all these stories are like this, and there's so many of them that are out there. But, Gene, thank you again from the bottom of my heart for allowing us to share in your journey, because it's only just beginning, as they say. But I know I'm a better person today because of what you shared with me.
Thank you, Vance. I appreciate that. I appreciate all that you do to support us in our life journey. I really am grateful.
So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.